Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA. Are you truly committed to feeling
live
better?
From San Francisco, I mean, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
How are you doing, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And it is Thursday here on the show. And I am here, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Not really a lot of news, but I think we got a lot of fun things to discuss on this show. We'll also be taking your feedback, as always. And I want to mention that yesterday, we did in fact pull off After Dark Radio successfully. Went off without a hitch! So you can hear that as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. And I will throw this out today as has more to do with After Dark than this show, but I did set up an After Dark email address. So instead of the old email me here and put After Dark in the subject line or whatever, you can email Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Send me whatever you want. That's Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is the After Dark email. So we'll start going through those next week on the show as well. This week, well, it's Wrestling Observer Live. So Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline at gmail.com. Those are the email addresses. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm F4WOnline. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And you can text us today at 425-780-7566. It's not Fun Friday, but we may open up those phone lines. Because really all we got to talk about today is the Dynamite Show and a lot of stuff surrounding the Dynamite Show. Gigantic ratings for NXT, the likely imminent return of Nikki Bella, and TNA heading to Full Sail to do a live show and also some taped shows as well. And you'll probably be seeing more of that in the future. There is a live Impact tonight, live, and plenty more. So we're going to get into everything after the break. Going to be a fun day. Thrilling Thursday. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Back to college bowl season. And now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary. Supply glass, taxes, tip, and fees.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. you. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And this is not the Thursday replay you were just hearing.
No.
This is a live, fun Friday show. Our normal Friday video producer is on vacation, and apparently the vacation date was put in the other producer's calendar wrong, and so now it has been remedied, and we are live here on the air. We should be on YouTube and Twitch as well, and that means today we can fun Friday it up.
Woohoo!
Got a little bit of news. We got a lot coming up this weekend, and we will take your text messages, and yes, I'm going to open up the phone lines, including the world-famous International web browser line. I'm thinking of buying www.internationalwebbrowserline.com, and maybe that'd be easier for people to find.
You better jump on it quick now that you said it.
Who's gonna go buy that?
I don't know.
Waste You'll your money if you want. Org. I can think of something else.
.biz.
.xxx.
By the way, does fthesnow.com still?
Nah, I think I got rid of that one.
Probably
been a little more valuable nowadays. But anyway, so this is what we got coming up.
It's a deep cut for people.
Tomorrow is Saturday night's main event. And
on Saturday?
Sources have confirmed Hulk Hogan will not be appearing on Saturday night's main event.
Cheering intensifies.
First reported by Chris Featherstone, Hogan had been the key person in all commercials for the show. The report, Dave Meltzer writes, of a family-related reason is also accurate. What that means is WWE said, yes, it's because of a family-related reason.
His family doesn't want to see him booed out of the building again.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But that's the story. So he won't be there, but Jesse Ventura will be there.
Oh my God, the timing.
They had not mentioned his name whatsoever. Until it found out that Hogan wasn't going to be there, and now Jesse Ventura is going to be there. So anyway, it's at the Frost Bank Center. Speaking of F the Snow, the Frost Bank Center, San Antonio, Texas. And we have got Gunther versus Jey Uso for the world title, Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the women's title, Braun Breaker versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental title, Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu, Shawn Michaels, Special Enforcer, for a Royal Rumble contract signing between Cody and Kevin Owens. Now, Here's the big question, everybody. Here's the big question. So, Monday's Raw is in Atlanta. And Goldberg is apparently going to be there. They have not mentioned this publicly at all. Now, you would think that they would make a big deal out of Goldberg being in Atlanta on Monday, but they haven't, which makes me think, okay, that there's a reason they haven't mentioned this. That being that in that Gunther-Jey Uso world title match, Goldberg is going to make a surprise return, screw Gunther, and Jey Uso will become the world heavyweight champion.
Wow.
Because it does appear that Gunther and Goldberg is going to be a match. And I'm not sure if that needs to be a world title match. But because probably if it's his retirement match, I would think they would give Goldberg the win. Maybe not. But the title doesn't need to be on the line for that. I will say that I believe that at some point, Jey Uso should win the world title because that dude is over. I was there at War Games for his entrance, and I have seen his entrance on the television shows. But I will say that ever since Triple H took over, I mean, they haven't done guy gets a title when it doesn't feel like it's the right time yet. I feel like if Jay's going to win the title, there should be more of a journey. But, I will say that one thing that Vince used to do all the time was there would be surprises that didn't make sense, that you didn't expect. But every now and then you need to do something like that because it keeps people on their toes. You don't want to do it all the time, but a surprise shock title change on a show you weren't expecting. I mean, I think it's possible that it could happen tomorrow. What does my gut tell me? It's not going to happen, but I think there's at least a possibility it could. Goldberg could also appear after the match and destroy Gunther, and then you announce he's going to be on Raw on Monday in Atlanta. But I think the fact that he hasn't been advertised means one way or the other, he's showing up as a surprise on Saturday night's main event tomorrow night. That's my thought.
Well, they have a long tour of Europe scheduled before WrestleMania, correct? If you wanted to... But then again, are you doing the Goldberg match against Gunther at WrestleMania? Is that where his retirement
match would
be?
So.
Or would it be before that in Saudi Arabia
It could be Saudi Arabia if they're going to offer a lot more money. But my presumption would be that this would be a big WrestleMania match. Goldberg not want to retire at WrestleMania?
Well, if Gunther goes over, I mean, you could have Gunther win the title on that European tour and then have
From Jay? Because he's got the title now.
Yes. Okay. Yes, from Jay. If you go with your scenario, and then if Gunther defeats Goldberg at WrestleMania, but then again, they probably don't want that. They want moment of him standing tall.
If you're doing Gunther and Goldberg at WrestleMania and the title's on the line, then Jay should absolutely not beat him tomorrow. It's not the right time. But if you don't want the title on the line, somebody's got to beat Gunther.
Well, here's my question then. What do you do with Jay then at WrestleMania if you have him beat Gunther now and you're going to do Gunther and Goldberg at WrestleMania? What do you think the path is for Jay?
I don't know.
So you
could
have Drew McIntyre or
I don't know. If Jay is the champion, then you could do CM Punk. You could do Sammy. They're very strongly teasing that Sami Zayn is turning heel soon. I don't know if that'll happen, but they're certainly teasing that. And if not, I don't know.
Seth and CM Punk seem like. Then again, they could be in a triangle with Drew, too, and all of that could make sense as well, too. It would be interesting if they did do that, how long Jay would hold on to the belt and if he would hold on to it going into Mania. It's very interesting.
So anyway, Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the women's title is on the show. Braun Breaker against Sheamus for the Intercontinental title. If the world title doesn't change hands, I think Sheamus is beating Braun Breaker.
I think so, too.
Or he doesn't beat him, and that's going to be a WrestleMania title change. I think both are possible.
Yeah, it's such a long way to go for that, though.
Braun Strowman. Well, dude, it's been his whole career he hasn't won that Intercontinental title. What's another 2 months?
That's true.
We got Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu. My most anticipated match on Saturday night's main event. And Shawn Michaels will do... I mean, they haven't explained this very well. But Cody and Kevin Owens, it's not even a contract signing. Like, the match is already signed. There is an addendum of some sort, and it has not been explained what the addendum is, but they're going to be signing it, allegedly. Like, this one's kind of weird. I mean, what's the addendum? Like, the Winged Eagle will be the main championship belt for the champion from here on out?
They're going to unify it?
You guys are not allowed to touch until the Royal Rumble? Like, what's the addendum? The Royal Rumble is now only a week away, so what's the point of you guys can't
Actually,
touch until the Rumble?
It could be something like that where, you know, Kevin Owens, they put something on Owens, but he baits Cody into something, and then that's the rule, is they can't touch each other, and then you just have Owens being relentless on Cody trying to bait him for the next couple of months.
Well, anyway, that's Saturday night's main event, and it's coming up on Saturday night on NBC, and also apparently on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes.
If for some reason you decide, you know what, I don't want to watch the show, but what I'd like is to hear the live play-by-play of the show, the audio feed on Sirius Satellite Radio. If you're one of those people, well, Sirius Satellite Radio is the place for you. Apparently it is for SmackDown, too.
Well, I was.
This is bizarre to me.
Well, it is a simulcast on NBC Sports Radio, and I don't know if it's on all affiliates nationwide for those channels out there on the AM radio dial that have NBC Sports, but on Sirius XM, they absolutely go ahead and they simulcast the show because, I guess, what else are they going to do in that time? It would be a replay of a podcast or something anyway, so, yeah, and it's lasted a lot longer than the...
Well, hold that thought. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes?
Nothing. Just, do you want to explain to Michael Buble why you won't be changing the name to have it spelled like that?
Well, I wasn't even looking at the thing. What's he talking about? Oh, meet and greet?
The meet and greet.
Within a week, we'll have the information on the Brazilian Steakhouse. But yes, if you go to Vegas for WrestleMania, f4wonline.com/Vegas, we got events the entire weekend. Friday, there's a Q&A with Dave and I, Palms Casino and Hotel, the beautiful Palms. And we'll have a meet and greet. We can sign your gimmicks, the whole nine yards. That's Friday. We got a dinner, probably Friday night is what I believe it's going to be, at the Brazilian Steakhouse. We got two nights of watching wrestling in the suite and a post-WrestleMania suite party. Tickets for all of this available now, f4wonline.com/Vegas. You should sign up. It's a lot of fun. I can think of two examples in the last 15 years where people did not have fun at the... And in both cases, there was an incredible amount of drinking by the people involved. And quite frankly, the next day, they probably don't even remember they didn't have fun. So don't do that.
Oh, but the audio that'll never
otherwise, be. You will have fun if you attend this. And you will probably make some friends that you'll remember for the rest of your lives. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Go get your tickets now. So, Dynamite on Wednesday. There's a lot to talk about, but I won't talk a lot about it. That's Dave's job. So, basically, Dynamite did 655,000 viewers and a .19. Now, if you just compare this to what NXT did, NXT murdered them, okay? NXT had significantly more viewers and a significantly higher 18 to 49. Now, the difference is, one of these shows simulcast on Max, and the other was only on television. So it's not really fair to go back and forth. And the fact is, you know, Max, AW is doing well on Max. I know, I see it in the chat right here. I don't know what it is where people refuse to believe that people are watching Dynamite on Max. I don't know what it is. I'm, like, baffled. But people are watching Dynamite and Collision on Max.
Maybe because everybody is prefacing they're talking about when it comes to ratings, both in WWE and in AEW with, oh, but people are watching on Max.
But they are.
I can't give you the exact amount, but people are watching.
Well,
yes, we know people are watching, but why do you have to preface it every time with, well, you know people are watching on Max.
Well, because
you know people are watching on
Peacock,
right?
People are fighting this idea that, in fact, nobody is watching on Max, and they're just rapidly losing viewership as soon as they began simulcasting. So Max has
announced... That's
not true.
They've held pat with what they've been doing for months.
They're down. Their 18 to 49 is down quite a bit, actually.
I know, but it's not like the average is so far off from what they've been dropping. I mean,
I know. That's the point. They're doing well. Because they're also having people watch on Max instead of... But no one is willing to listen to this. It's the same thing with Netflix, you nerds. Now, Fightful Select reported Friday WBD did state AEW has been, quote, among the top streamed live sports events since the simulcast kicked off this month. So they didn't give numbers, but, I mean, unless you are in a cave, unless you refuse to listen to anyone else on this planet, there are a lot of people. Every single day I hear from people that are like, I don't watch on anything except Max anymore. I watch on Max. I cut this, I cut that, I watch on Max. I have not watched AW on YouTube TV since they moved to Max. Not one time. And a lot of other people have done that as well. So, you know, they're doing well. But if you want to do a straight comparison, TV to TV, then they're being beaten by NXT. But quite frankly, the numbers are probably very, very similar if you add in the people that are watching on Max. And if that upsets you, it's Friday and you need to get out of the house. So go
have
do something fun.
It's Fun Friday, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
Almost cursed.
Yes. I see I'm missing out on Lenny here.
Oh, what's he doing? Lenny? Oh, Lenny.
So let me explain something. This is not just to Lenny, but this is just... I feel like every month I have to explain this because people don't understand. So
it's his time of the month.
I didn't have to read what he said. I know what he said. And what he said was, ratings are not indicative of the quality of the show. Okay? Because that's the argument that people make. When something they enjoy is not doing well, but they feel that what they enjoy is better than the alternative, which is doing better. So the thing with the quality of the show versus the number the show is doing is that ratings are objective, and whether you think the show is good or bad is subjective. And each person is going to watch a show, and they personally will decide whether the show is better or worse. So when Lenny says, well, AEW Dynamite is much better than Raw, that is a subjective opinion. That is Lenny's opinion of which show is better. That goes for everybody. If you watch Dynamite and you decide this is the better wrestling show, you are making a subjective argument, not an objective argument, okay? So the reality is, if Raw is doing significantly better than Dynamite, okay, you personally may subjectively believe that Dynamite is the better show, but the people that are all watching Raw, they all subjectively believe that Raw is the better show. So your job as a pro wrestling promoter, your job as a pro wrestling promoter is to create a product where your viewers believe it is subjectively the best, okay? So there is something to what show is objectively doing better numbers. The show that is objectively doing better numbers, what you can say is that show is doing a better job convincing their viewers that it is the subjectively better show. So, in fact, how many people are watching does matter. It is your job as a promoter to bring those numbers up, to get more people watching on television, to get more people buying tickets to go to the shows, to get more people purchasing pay-per-views, etc., etc. So while your personal belief of which show is better is subjective, well, if you look at how well a show is doing, that is telling you how well the promotion is doing, convincing people that, in fact, their show is better. And that's your job.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. All right. Alexa Bliss, it's maybe some time before she returns to WWE TV. A new report out Thursday has she and WWE in a dispute over a new contract. PW Insider reported she was expected back in a surprise appearance on the January 13th Raw, but Bliss's team then wanted to negotiate a new contract with, quote, enhanced perks versus continuing under the extension of her existing deal. So she is not back yet, has yet to agree to terms. So I wonder what those terms are. Well, I guess we shall see.
Well, I mean, you know, days off, who knows what it could be and, you know, what she could be asking for or whatever. But I if I'm her, I don't think I want to wait too long. They have so many people, and you have Nikki Cross there in that role where she probably should have been from day one, but they decided to go with Alexa, and it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, if they come back, give it some fanfare, then sure, people will get back into it with her being a member of the Wyatts, but I wouldn't want to wait too long or drag things out for too much longer because, again, you don't necessarily need her in the grand scheme of things when you have so many people on the roster and you keep adding people constantly through NIL and people on the way up.
All right, so listen, that's most of the news for today. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to open up the phone lines here in a while. They are not open yet. They will be open up after the next break.
Patience.
But write this down so that you can give us a call if you would like. The phone number is 618. This is to call. I'll give the text number in a moment. The phone number to call this program, Lenny.
East of the Rockies.
Lenny. Is 618-762-DARK. Actually, that's for After Dark Radio, but it works here as well. It works for both shows. Isn't that crazy? 618-762-3275. That's the phone number. That's 618-762-3275. If you call Sports Byline, you will not be on the program today. That happened last week. If you are international and you would like to use the international web browser line, then type in callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That is callinstudio.com/show/WOL, the international web browser line. You can text me, for those of you that are cowards, you may text me at 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. And you can email me at f4wonline@gmail.com. f4wonline@gmail.com. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com also works. And you know, you can follow me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, f4wonline. I do $25 cameos, and they are worth much more than that. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X, as well as Blue Sky. So when we come back, those phone lines will be open, and we'll read the text messages that we get here today as well. It'll be fun. Because it's Fun Friday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone lines are packed! So what are we waiting for? Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Fun Friday! Who is this and what's up?
Hey, Brian and Mark, this is Matthew from Nashville. Thanks, as always, for taking my call. Wanted to talk about the winner of the Men's Rumble. So a lot of people are predicting Cena to win that. I actually think he's going to win the Chamber because of all the promotion where it's his last appearance in Toronto. I'm leaning more toward Punk winning the Rumble. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I would agree on both counts. I think Punk winning the Rumble is the most likely men's scenario. And I think the whole idea is that, I mean, the story John Cena told is, I have not won a match in 2,000 X number days, whatever, which is ridiculous, but that is the last time he won a singles match on television, okay? But the story's got to be that, like, he just can't get it. He entered the Rumble because it was his only chance, but he failed. But there's at least one more chance, which is the Elimination Chamber. And obviously, with the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber, I mean, we'll see what kind of shape he's in. I mean, he'll be in good, like, cosmetic shape, but, you know, if you remember that match he had over the summer, that tag match, he was in the ring for, like, 18 seconds or something crazy. So either the Rumble or the Chamber, you can leave him there until the end to make his big big comeback. And I think that is the likely scenario, so yes.
Think anybody remembers John Cena and Austin Theory?
I remembered. I was there live. What a waste. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes.
So in the chat last night for the Brian and Vinny show, I noticed that there was a discussion over whether or not John Cena's attitude adjustment is a Death Valley driver or not. So I thought on this fun Friday, you could enlighten the viewers and let us know, is John Cena's attitude adjustment a DVD or not?
All right. I want to thank you very much for that that troll-rific call. Listen, The AA is a Death Valley driver, okay? The AA is a Death Valley driver. Now, people have been arguing that it's not a Death Valley driver because they're keyboard warriors sitting behind a screen. I was a wrestler. It's a Death Valley driver. I don't know if you guys have ever watched John Cena, but he is far from the most athletic fella in the world, okay? He did a lot of moves that if you look at how he did them, you would say, well, that wasn't really a springboard cutter. That was more like a springboard stunner where you stumble. Listen, it's a DVD. When he was in WWE, like when he first started using the move, they called it a Death Valley driver. He later gave it his name, et cetera, et cetera. And when he was a WWE superstar, nobody else was allowed to do a Death Valley driver. So the AA is a Death Valley driver. I remember, I won't mention their names or whatever, but Filthy and I were doing some tag match or whatever. And, like, this other team was like, I'm going to do the this and the that and the this. I was like, what in God's name are those things? Because they renamed all of these moves, okay? But it was still the move. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I had to find out, like, what is a, you know, shockwave height master? I don't even know what that is. They're like, oh, it's a, you know, it's a DDT. Oh, okay. And then someone on the internet is going to argue that the shockwave Burgermeister is not actually a DDT. No, it is. It's a DDT, okay? The AA is a Death Valley driver. I'm sorry if he doesn't fall down or drop people on their heads, okay? It's a DVD. Now, can we move on? Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, it's Don the Don Rossberger.
Yeah, you called the right number this week, brother. Good job, yes.
I did. I'm here just, just up the road from Rad Ford on the other side of the state from Portsmouth. But anyways, I was a little upset, perturbed at the beginning of the month because you ran the predictions thing on Wednesday instead of Fun Friday.
Oh.
And I was going to call in and say, hey, at the end of the year, Toru Yano and Orange Cassidy are going to win the World Tag League over there in New Japan.
Oh, so it's not going to be the trios this time?
No, Danhausen, look.
I am going to die when the trio actually wins this time, and you cowered it out and put it as a tag team.
You think it is going to be the trio thing? Okay, cool. All right. We'll see.
All right. Duly noted, Don the Don. Thank you very much for the call.
Watch the real thing be Yano and Orange Cassidy end up winning the strong open weight tag team titles at some point.
I thought he was going to say he was upset at the beginning of the month because the strip club didn't have a special that week. But let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Rochester.
Yes, Mike.
Brian and Mike, thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say I did something last night that I haven't done in over 10 years, which is actually watch an entire episode of TNA Impact from start to finish.
Oh, yeah?
And after watching that, show, I actually thought it was a pretty good show. I decided that we have to, as a threesome, have to speak two wrestling matches into existence, now that WWE and TNA have a partnership for WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
And that is TNA X Division Champion Moose versus NXT Champion Obafemi. That match would be awesome.
That does sound
okay.
Fun.
And then, yes, and then the other one would be NXT Women's Champion Julia versus Tessa Blanchard. I know Tessa's had her baggage, but when I watched her last night come out, cut that promo, she is a total superstar. So if they could get past the baggage and she can stay on the straight and narrow, that match would be awesome WrestleMania weekend. So I just want your thoughts on what you think about those two matches possibly happening WrestleMania weekend.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't think it's so much the baggage as it is, or staying on the straight and narrow. I think it's more, I think people want her to apologize for things in the past and also stay on the straight and narrow. So I don't know if staying on the straight and narrow is going to be enough for a lot of people.
Well, Moose has been on the straight and narrow from all reports for a long time, and I believe the baggage that he carries, I don't even know if he was in the wrestling business when all that stuff happened. It may have been between the football career and the wrestling business, but he hasn't been able to shake that either. And both of them are in a really weird situation where if there's going to be somebody that benefits from the NXT / WWE TNA relationship, it's people like Tessa Blanchard and Moose, because that may be as close as they ever get.
Got a text message here. Where are Colton and Austin Gunn? I get Juice is injured, but why are the Guns missing? One of the Guns also injured. And so all of the Guns are gone, apparently. That's how it works. Including Billy. He has not been seen either.
I don't think Billy wants to be around for...
Which, by the way, I mean,
Anthony's breakup.
I didn't mention this on the Brian and Vinny show the other night, but are you all aware the Acclaimed have broken up?
I've heard this.
You've heard it? Well, yeah. It happened on Collision, and there was absolutely positively zero mention of this on Dynamite whatsoever. And for the literally 50% of people that don't watch Collision, they have absolutely no idea what happened. So we'll see if there's any follow-up at some point.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't miss much. They basically said, we're not going to be partners anymore. Max shook, wanted to shake hands. Let's do this. And Anthony said no and gave him the finger. And Max said, all right, I was the star. You'll miss me. I'm gone. Like, that was it. That's it.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. You're on the air. Who is this? And where are you calling from?
It's Hub from Arizona.
Hubs?
Good to talk to y'all. Hub, H-U-B.
Oh, H-U-B, okay.
Yeah, Mike knows me on Twitter as Video of the Damned. Good to talk to y'all. What is the deal with Alexa Bliss and the way they mishandle her? Like, it seems like historically they always are reluctant to pull the trigger on her. She's got a great real-life story as far as overcoming eating disorders. She's very athletic. She's very marketable. There's like been the tiniest bit of scuttlebutt about maybe she didn't get along with people backstage, like the Four Horsewomen, but I'm not even sure there are enough of them active right now for that to be a problem. So why, what have you heard?
Well,
let me
ask you this question. She's won the Raw Women's title 3 times, SmackDown Women's title 2 times, the Tag Team Champions 3 times, the Women's Money in the Bank, and she was the 2nd WWE Women's Triple Crown Champion. So I don't know if I would say she's under-pushed. Is there something I'm missing?
Well, yes. Previously, I feel like around the time she became spooky Alexa Bliss, and she was selling a lot of merchandise, too, during that whole, you know, Bray Wyatt Funhouse era and the weird little doll. But at some point, it seems like they cooled on her. And now I know she was gone because of having a baby, but, like, even then, it seems like they would kind of tease something and then pull back. And then now this whole contract kerfuffle that's just come up.
I think some of that had to do with the flux that the Wyatts were in real life at that time as well, too. And the fact that they weren't going to bring her back or do anything until they knew about everybody. Because remember, the whole thing with the Wyatts started back around the COVID era where they were gone. And then, again, it's been a lot of, there was a lot going on at that time, and I think she was just tied up in it and had to sit idle because of it, and then having the baby and all that.
Well, my thought is this. I'm a fan of Alexa Bliss, but I think that this spooky stuff absolutely positively sucks, and I think that, yes, you're going to sell a lot of spooky dolls to little kids. And, you know, the people that are really passionate about Alexa are going to be very passionate online. But I think that, like, that's a small portion of the audience. And the vast majority of the audience did not care one bit about spooky Alexa and thought it sucked. And I'm hoping that her contract negotiation is not about, I want to come back and be spooky. I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't know.
Who knows? And as far as blowing backstories go, the ultimate one will still, to me, be Lacey Evans. And again, forget about what you think about Lacey Evans or any opinion she has on anything online or any of that stuff. They dropped the ball with her about 37 times, and she had the type of backstory that you would want to promote, if you would think, if you were WWE, but Vince didn't really want to do that.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian. Ian from Toronto. I had a question for the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
For the next year's Royal Rumble, should it be 2 nights, and should it be each Royal Rumble main eventing a night? It makes perfect sense for the women's Rumble to main event one night and the men's Rumble to main event another night with various other matches on the pre-card.
Yes, you don't even need to continue. You don't even need to continue, my friend. That is absolutely correct. Royal Rumble should be 2 nights. You have, and you can easily do a 3.5-hour show each night. The Rumble's going to go over an hour, and then you have maybe 2 or 3 other matches, and the first night is the men's or women's, the second night is the other. And I would 100% be a backer of that.
All title matches for the most part because you have enough of them. It's,
I mean, they make a lot of money off these 2-night things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the fact of the matter. They're going to sell double the tickets. They're going to sell double everything. Like, virtually nobody picks one show over the other. Everyone that's going to go is going to buy tickets for both nights. And, you know, whatever. I'm not a huge fan of back-to-back nights just because that's a lot to watch. But I would much rather prefer that than have to watch 2 Royal Rumbles in a single night. That's a lot. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Do we have any fun text messages for the last few moments here on Fun Friday?
Hope so.
Bert says, if any pay-per-view should be two nights, it should be the Royal Rumble. Not only is it good to not have two Rumbles on one show, but nobody would have to do double duty. Well, sometimes it's fun to do the double duty angle. I mean, you can have, somebody wrestles on the intercard and then something happens and out they come for the other one.
Now, with you going to Vegas, can you imagine doing the I'm going to work eight shows during the WrestleMania weekend? Can you imagine something like that? Could you have done something like that?
Depends on who I'm wrestling.
Mike Bailey every time.
No. Let's see. What's going on with Asuka? Is she ready to come back, or is she still injured? Well, presumably she's still injured if she's not back yet. So there's that. This person notes, tickets for the February 19th Dynamite in Phoenix aren't even on sale yet, but tickets for March shows are. Been checking every day. Could be part of why they have trouble selling tickets. If I recall, I don't think they put on tickets. I think they put tickets on sale for Cincinnati until like 2 or 3 weeks before. Because I was waiting for that one too. It's like, are they ever putting tickets on sale for Cincinnati? Like, it's coming up. So I could be imagining that. It might have been another show.
Wait, what show is that date for?
February 19th.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Small building, though. Look, if it's a very small building that they think is going to sell out, like it's a club type of building, maybe that's the reason why they're waiting. I have no idea. It's kind of wild.
All right, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. It was a fun Friday, as always, and we'll be back later on this weekend. Dave and I are up on Saturday night, talking Saturday night's main event, and Vinny and Craig and I will be up on Sunday And Sunday will be Collision and Saturday night's main event. So a lot to talk about this weekend. That's only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. Or you can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. F4WOnline.com. Forget it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.